President Obama called the $85 billion in automatic cuts arbitrary and said Republicans could have stopped them.
It's happening because a choice that Republicans in Congress have made. They've allowed these cuts to happen because they refused to budge on closing a single wasteful loophole to help reduce the deficit.
Mr. Obama met early Friday with congressional leaders, Speaker of the House John Boehner, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, both Republicans, and on the Democratic side, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. The meeting lasted less than an hour. No agreement was reached. Mr. Obama wants to reduce the deficit by combining targeted spending cuts with increased tax revenues from closed loopholes. Republicans oppose more taxes. After the meeting, Speaker Boehner said the president got his tax increases in January, and the focus now must be on cutting spending.
This discussion about revenue, in my view, is over. It's about taking on the spending problem here in Washington.
Mr. Obama and his team have been warning for days about the damage they say the cuts will inflict on the U.S. economy. On Friday, Democratic congressman from Maryland said the automatic cuts will make it difficult to efficiently operate the huge Baltimore-Washington airport and will hurt the local economy.
In order to maintain safety, you're going to have to decrease the number of flights that are coming in here, and that begins to have a chain reaction down the line. So then you may have certain flights that will end up getting canceled over time. You end up having less traffic. The retailers in the area, the small businesses, vendors, and so forth that depend on the economic engine, which is BWI Marshall Airport, they begin to get affected.
Mr. Obama says the cuts over time could cost as many as 750,000 jobs.
This is not going to be an apocalypse, I think, as some people have said. It's just dumb, and it's going to hurt.
The president has been criticized for failing to settle the dispute, but he rejects that criticism.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president. So ultimately, if Mitch McConnell or John Boehner say we need to go to catch a plane, I can't have Secret Service block the doorway.
He said he's hoping that a caucus of common sense will emerge in Congress to allow a compromise. Kent Kline, VOA News, the White House.